You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
I can never get the claps right on that song when I try to clap along with the music at the beginning.
It's the offbeats.
It is. Someday I'll get it right. It is National Lutheran Schools Week. What a great week to be thankful for Lutheran schools, the teachers and students and others and volunteers who make up Lutheran schools and Lutheran education happening right here in North America and really around. We call it National Lutheran Schools Week, but we have Lutheran schools all around the world as well, and including some very special Lutheran schools.
Yes.
I'm so glad that that you were in tune with this.
Facebook.
Very, very small Lutheran schools. We're going to go to the Citria Study Center in Seymour, Indiana, also known as the homeschool of the Lemon family. Sarah is joining us by phone. Sarah Lemon joining us by phone now. Sarah, what is your title in the Citria Study Center? Are you the chancellor?
Huh. Oh, that's a good one.
I stole that from Pastor Zill.
Oh, I like that. They call me the Magistra.
Ah.
So
classical school.
Yes. Yes.
Excellent.
So that's how it works. And also just mom.
I mean,
when the kids are in their lessons in their school day, do they call you mom or do they have a different title for you during the school day?
Well, usually it's mommy.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Usually how it that's comes out. But no, yeah, they just call me mom. And our kids are only 8, 6, and 3. And the 3-year-old is mostly just playing. So yeah, it's a very loose scheduled day.
Well, tell us about the Lemon family and what a typical school day looks like at homeschool, at your Lutheran homeschool.
Well, we are privileged to have daddy working at home. So we all have breakfast together, and then we kind of ease into our day slowly. The kids play well in the mornings, so we will sometimes push off starting our lessons until closer to 9 or 10 even. And then I let them choose how the day goes. They have a better attitude if they have a little more input. We always make sure we cover Bible time. That's their favorite subject. And then we study Latin. We review our core curriculum of classical conversations content. And then math and English, which not their favorite subjects, but we try and make them fun. I mean, as fun as is reasonable. But yeah, so that's usually how our day looks.
So,
and then by dinner time, we're playing again. So.
Play is always good, though.
Oh, yes, especially at these ages.
Absolutely. So as a Lutheran homeschool, why is incorporating Lutheran Schools Week into your homeschool important for you and the kids?
It's important for a few reasons. I want them to understand that we're learning about the Bible not just as a school subject, but because this is life. This is Christian life, and what we believe influences us in our day-to-day interactions with each other. And, of course, in our attendance of the divine service. But also, they did go to Lutheran Day School until last year. This is our very first year homeschooling. So they were already familiar with the fun of National Lutheran Schools Week. And I wanted them to see that we can have fun like that at home, too. And they can personalize it even more to what they prefer. So
what are their favorite things from National Lutheran Schools Week that are being incorporated into your homeschool routine this week?
They requested Silly Sock Day.
Oh, that's a good one.
I like that one.
I wasn't expecting that. I was really afraid they were going to go real big and suggest we get inflatables for the backyard or something. They really kept it tame. So Silly Sock Day, which is also going to be our 100th day of school. It's this week, too,
oh,
so
cool.
That's pretty cool.
Wow.
And then Evelyn, our 3-year-old, is still in a Lutheran preschool. That gives me a couple free mornings each week to give the older two a little more attention. And on Wednesday, she has sports day. So we're all going to wear sports things with her.
Well, around here, every day is silly sock day. And some days are sports days around here, too.
Yeah.
So we're celebrating with you.
Oh, thank you. But I also wanted to seize the opportunity and make it even more Lutheran. So today they wanted it to be Harry Potter Day. And this is, I think, is the picture that Sarah saw.
Yep.
So they dressed up. They stole some ties from Daddy and dressed up as Hogwarts students. And they dressed me up as Professor Snape. But we're Lutheran. So I told them I looked like John Tetzel. And they knew who that was because we talked about the Reformation back in October. Even without a flannel graph, we managed to get it done. So.
Oh, flannel graphs.
I know, right?
I love flannel graphs. Of course, I like flannel, so maybe that's why I like flannel graphs.
That is true.
Oh, they're great. And the nostalgia, having gone to a Lutheran school myself, you know?
What are some of their favorite parts of being homeschooled?
Well, it actually took a little cajoling to get them to admit to having some favorite parts, but they're the things that they take for granted now. So not having to get up at a really crazy early hour and scarf down breakfast in the car and then be at school for 7 hours. We fit our school day. If we condensed to just what we do, it's less than 4 hours a day. I mean, we don't have to worry about getting in line and going from one room to the next. And disciplinary issues are handled so much differently that our day is much shorter, which allows them more time for them to make arts and crafts and play with Legos and turn the house into Hogwarts and things like that.
What is your encouragement to other Lutheran homeschool families to think about when planning for National Lutheran Schools Week next year?
Ooh. So I would like to find ways to make it even more intentionally Lutheran. As it happens, I would love to look at this in the future. This week, National Lutheran Schools Week, coincides with the conversion of St. Paul, and the church that we attend is holding a divine service on Thursday morning. Hmm. So we're going to go to that, which growing up and in my kids' day school, there would be a huge, massive gathering at the end of the week to celebrate National Lutheran Schools Week, where other schools from the county would come together. And I couldn't figure out how to make that happen as a homeschool. But what better way than to go to the divine service? And so to have a weekday service mm-hmm. like that is just fantastic. So if something like that could be planned out ahead of time, especially we don't have a lot of other Lutheran homeschool families around us, but if there was a community where there were more than one Lutheran homeschool family, I'm sure that they could work together to make something like that happen for their kids and for their church.
Mm. Celebrating the Eternal Treasures, and a great resource, too. I think that was a book edited by Cheryl Swope out of school ministry here at the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod as well, talking about just these eternal treasures that are passed on in homeschooling or Christian and Lutheran education as well. We are all out of time. Sarah, thank you so much for sharing what your family is doing as a homeschool family for National Lutheran Schools Week. God's blessings on the rest of the week, and especially that divine service coming up on Thursday.
Thank you.
It is National Lutheran Schools Week. We were talking with students and teachers and staff from St. Paul's Lutheran School in De Pere, Missouri, and we are in studio with Ava. Good morning, Ava. Ava, what do you like about your school, St. Paul's Lutheran School in De Pere, Missouri?
I like to read Bibles.
You like to read Bibles? Who is your teacher that reads your Bible with you?
It's Naomi.
What are some other things you like about your school?
I like Spanish.
Spanish? Okay. You're learning Spanish? What can you say in Spanish?
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez.
That was very good. Clayton, what is your favorite thing about your school, St. Paul's Lutheran School in De Pere?
A playground. We have two playgrounds. One, we can climb on tiles. And one, we get to, like, I can do the monkey ball, then the other one, like, they don't have other monkey balls on that side, but it has monkey balls on that side, and they have swings, and that one does not have swings.
What's your favorite thing to do on the playground?
Do the monkey balls.
Hi, Sophia.
So, all I love at school is just reading because I'm trying to learn how to read. And all I have to do is just, I read with my friends because I'm trying to learn how to read with my friends. And I'm trying to help my friends how to read with my friends because it's nice to read with your friends.
Do you have a favorite story to read with your friends or to have a teacher read to you?
I actually read books at home, but I do read books at school.
What's your favorite one?
I love the book Scooby Doo because it's scary. Yeah, because I always love it, and because there's monsters in it.
There's monsters.
Yeah, and then I read it with my teachers.
Mrs. Profley, tell us about the joys of your vocation being principal at St. Paul's.
It is wonderful to be a principal of a Lutheran school because we get to share that message every day about Jesus and his grace and how he loves us. And you can tell by their answers, there's just energy everywhere in a school. But I'd also like Mrs. Greenwald. She's actually our early childhood center director, and she's the one that brought the students and has prepared them for this.
Good morning.
Good morning. Tell us about your work at St. Paul's Lutheran Early Childhood Center and what you love about being there.
Oh, well, I'm honored to be there, and it's really a joy every day. I have a different experience daily, so there's nothing humdrum at all about working in an early childhood center. At St. Paul's, we start with children ages 10 weeks all the way up to 5 years, and then we move them on to the elementary school where we go to eighth grade. And so to see just the joy of learning with children, even as they're toddling around or crawling, there's learning every day. They have different sensory opportunities and experiences and lots of singing and reading with all ages. And even from the very youngest, we start nurturing their faith development and getting to share with them about Jesus. We have a natural playground, so it's really fun for the kids to be out on the playground and a lot of nature hiking every day. And it's a little different than a traditional playground. So that's a special treat for our children as well, to be out in God's creation.
Well, they are full of energy, so I'm sure they make full use of that natural playground. Mrs. Profley, I understand you have an event coming up at St. Paul's for kindergarten. Is that right?
Yes, we do. Actually, since it is National Lutheran Schools Week, we have something going on every single day. And Thursday night, we're going to welcome our four-year-olds and others from the community and our church for a kindergarten open house. And that would be at our South Campus at 6 p.m. on Thursday night. But we are enjoying already the start to the week. We had a praise breakfast this morning and invited River Roads Lutheran School down with us, and something fun planned every day for the students and the teachers.
Thank you so much for being our guest on the Coffee Hour. It's fun to have you in studio today. Thanks, Sophia.
Thank you.
And Ava, nice to meet you. Thanks for coming to our studio this morning.
Thank you.
And Clayton, it was nice to meet you as well.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Bye-bye.